The Last Command, first published in Bizarre Mystery Magazine, November 1965, collected in The Wind from the Sun.
This is the President speaking. Because you are hearing me read this message, it means that I'm already dead and that our country is destroyed. But you are soldiers, the most highly trained in all our history. You know how to obey orders. Now, you must obey the hardest you have ever received. Hard? Thought the first radar officer bitterly. No, now it would be easy. Now that they had seen the land they loved scorched by the heat of the many suns, no longer could there be any hesitation, any scruples about visiting upon innocent and guilty alike the vengeance of the gods. But why? Why had it been left so late? You know the purpose for which you were set swinging on your secret orbit beyond the moon. Aware of your existence, but never sure of your location, an aggressor would hesitate to launch an attack against us. You were to be the ultimate deterrent beyond the reach of the earthquake bombs that could crush missiles in their buried silos and smash nuclear submarines prowling the seabed. You could still strike back, even if all our other weapons were destroyed. As they have been, the captain told himself. He had watched the lights wink out one by one on the operations board until none were left. Many, perhaps, had done their duty. If not, he would soon complete their work. Nothing that had survived the first counterstrike would exist after the blow he was now preparing. Only through accident or madness could war begin in the face of the threat you represent. That was the theory on which we staked our lives. And now, for reasons which we shall never know, we have lost the gamble. The chief astronomer let his eyes roam to the single small porthole at the side of the central control room. Yes, they had lost indeed. There hung the Earth, a glorious silver crescent against the background of the stars. At first glance, it looked unchanged, but not at second, for the dark side was no longer wholly dark. Dotted across it, glowing like an evil phosphorescence, were the seas of flame that had been cities. There were few of them now, for there was little left to burn. The familiar voice was still speaking from the other side of the grave. How long ago, wondered the signal officer, had this message been recorded? And what other sealed orders did the fort's more-than-human battle computer contain, which now they would never hear because they dealt with military situations that could no longer arise? He dragged his mind back from the worlds of might-have-been to confront the appalling and still unimaginable reality. If we had been defeated, but not destroyed, we had hoped to use your existence as a bargaining weapon. Now, even that poor hope has gone, and with it, the last purpose for which you were set here in space. What does he mean? Thought the armaments officer. Now, surely, the moment of their destiny had come. The millions who were dead, the millions who wished they were, all will be revenged when the black cylinders of the gigaton bombs spiral down to Earth. It almost seemed that the man who was now dust had read his mind. You wonder why, now that it has come to this, I have not given you the orders to strike back. I will tell you. It is now too late. The deterrent has failed. Our motherland no longer exists. And revenge cannot bring back the dead. Now that half of mankind has been destroyed, to destroy the other half would be insanity, unworthy of reasoning men. The quarrels that divided us 24 hours ago no longer have any meaning. As far as your hearts will let you, you must forget the past. You have skills and knowledge that a shattered planet will desperately need. Use them, and without stint, without bitterness, to rebuild the world. I warn you that your duty will be hard, But here is my final command. You will launch your bombs into deep space and detonate them 10 million kilometers from Earth. This will prove to our late enemy, who is also receiving this message, that you have discarded your weapons. Then you will have one more thing to do. Men of Fort Lenin, the President of the Supreme Soviet bids you farewell and orders you to place yourselves at the disposal of the United States.